Hello and welcome to AMSSM Sports Medcast. Today's episode is part of our ongoing mini journal club series highlighting each of the top articles in sports and exercise medicine in 2022, as selected and announced in the 2023 AMSSM annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Schroeder, and I'm joined today by Dr. Lee Mancini, Associate Professor in Family Medicine and Community Health at UMass Chan Medical Center, Chief of the Division of Sports and Exercise Medicine, and Program Director of the Primary Care Sports and Exercise Medicine Fellowship Program. He also serves as a co-chair of the Top Articles Subcommittee, part of the Education Committee. Lee, thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Jeremy, thank you so much for having me back this year, and I'm excited to be talking about this year's 2022 Top Articles in Sports and Exercise Medicine.
We've had some fantastic feedback on the mini journal club episodes that we've released this past year, highlighting all of our top articles. And I'm really, really excited to continue this podcast series for the next round of our top articles. Last year, we highlighted 16 different articles, which were 11 of the named top articles, along with five honorable mentions from 2021's literature. And now we're going to embark and breaking down the best of the best in sports and exercise medicine literature published in 2022. Now, Lee, as I mentioned, you are the co-chair for the Top Articles Subcommittee. For those who haven't checked out last year's primer episode, can you review how and why this committee was first started?
Certainly. So this was actually the brainchild of Dr. Anthony Buettler, who discussed it with Elliot Hugh, who ended up being our project founder. The idea was to go through all the literature that was published in 1 year and pick out the best articles. Myself and Bob Baker are the two co-chairs on the committee. The initial inaugural year, which was in 2020, we had about 15 members. That membership has now this year grown to 32 members who have been actively involved in pulling articles. For those who may remember from last year, we have two groups. One is the core journal group, where individual members are assigned journals, and they comb the indices and pull the best articles they see. The other group looks at the keyword hot topics, things that are in the media that are buzzworthy, and do literature searches based on keywords.
I think that's such a phenomenal process and very thought-provoking and very diligent, which is not a surprise coming from Elliot Hugh and Anthony Buettler, for sure.
Exactly. And so we rate the articles with an algorithm formula that we've used that focuses on five areas. 40% of the score for an article is, would this be practice-changing or practice-affirming? 30% of the score for an individual article is level of evidence or quality of the study. And then 10% for relevance in current issues. So things that would be more thought-provoking that are out there in the media would get a higher score. So things like transgender athletes, orthobiologics, regenerative medicine, versus a lower score might be an article on like ankle sprain rehab. Then we have 10% of the score that goes towards the breadth of applicability across all of sports medicine. So an article on concussion management might get rated higher than an article on UCL injuries in Japanese professional baseball players, a smaller subset. And then the last 10% of an article's score is specifically the relevance to primary care sports medicine. So articles versus orthopedic sports medicine. In that case, again, an article on exercise and mental health would score higher than an article on a new type of hardware screw for tibial fractures, for example.
Wow, that seems like a lot of work. How many people are in your subcommittee currently?
So last year was 19. This year it expanded to 32. We had 13 new members that hit the ground running and helped us pull articles. And actually, because we had more members, we were able to actually expand the number of core journals that we reviewed. The first year, we had 4 core journals. Last year, we had 14 core journals. This year, we added 12 new journals that we looked at. So we expanded up to 26 total journals that our group was combing with every single issue. We added JAMA, New England Journal of Medicine, Nature, British Medical Journal, Science, The Lancet, Annals of Internal Medicine, Journal of Pediatrics, Journal of Emergency Medicine, the Journal of Wilderness Medicine, the Journal of Shoulder and Elbow Surgery, and Arthroscopy.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, last year, in those 14 core journals, you reviewed 150 articles. Now, with that expansion and growth, how many articles did you review this year?
So last year, we ended up having a combined between the keyword and the core journal articles, 142 total articles to be exact. This year, we looked at a total of 375 articles.
Holy smokes. That's a lot.
Exactly. 159 core articles and 216 keyword hot topic articles. So almost 2.5 times more articles this year we pulled and we read.
Now that is a significant labor of love going through all of that. Now, and last year we talked about how it went through multiple stages, and with this many articles that you reviewed, how is that process? How are you able to narrow down all of those articles that you reviewed to the top, the best of the best?
Great question, Jeremy. So normally, the first 2 years, we had 5 individuals independently review every article pulled. So again, every article was read and scored separately by 5 of our members. This year, again, because we had more members involved, we increased that number from 5 to 6. So out of the 375 articles, we actually did a total of 2,250 independent reviews. We then scored and ranked all 375 articles. The high score was around 80. The low score was around 20. And then we made the decision of re-reviewing the top 10% articles on our list. So that ended up being 42 total articles, because there were 3 duplicates. There were 3 articles that were pulled both by a core journal member and a keyword hot topic member. So there were 39 individual articles in that top 10%. And ultimately, it was from these top 39 articles that we picked this year's 5 honorable mention articles and this year's top best 11 articles that were published. So those 39 articles that we re-reviewed, we assigned 6 more new members to read. So every one of those top 10% articles had 12 different people reading and reviewing. And then from there, we re-ranked those top 39 to get our top list.
That's absolutely incredible. It's such a machine. That's really good peer review process that we have here. And with an expanded amount going down and whittling down to that same number of the 11 top articles, 5 honorable mentions. So I'm really excited for the quality of articles that we're going to be able to highlight in this upcoming year with this mini journal club series.
Yes, I think our group did a fantastic job. A lot of hours, a lot of hard work and effort put out into this project over the past 10 months.
And it also sounds pretty rewarding to be part of this subcommittee of having that opportunity to go through and review those articles. Sometimes if you're like me and we have busy schedules and it's hard to keep up, so finding some sort of extrinsic motivation to keep us accountable in staying up on all the literature is a great way to do that. So how, if somebody is interested in becoming part of the Top Article Subcommittee, how can they do so?
Very easy, Jeremy. All they have to do is email me at leeamancini@umassmemorial.org and say they're interested, and we welcome anyone who wants to participate in this project.
That's fantastic. I am super excited to delve into this journey with your subcommittee. It will be a great opportunity for us who are all busy to be able to listen to these little bites and these little journal clubs episodes as we move forward. So Lee, thank you so much for coming on and being part of this today.
Jeremy, thank you so much for having me back again. It's always a pleasure.
I would like to thank Dr. Lee Mancini from the AMSSM Top Articles Subcommittee. I'd also like to thank you, the listener. I hope you found this time valuable. And if so, please share this podcast with your colleagues and help promote the visibility of the podcast by liking, subscribing, and leaving a quality 5-star review on your preferred listening platform. We hope you'll join us again for the next edition of the AMSSM Sports Medcast. The views expressed are theirs alone and do not represent the official policy or position of the UMass Chan Medical Center, the U.S. Army, Defense Health Agency, or the U.S. government.